理课堂听 class.com
Unit 5 Preview. The USA only became a world power in the 20th century, but has achieved a status unlike any other nation. How did the United States come to mean so much so fast? Strength is not the whole story, nor can wealth explain everything. For better or worse, America has somehow captured the attention of the whole world. At once naive and sophisticated, vulgar and brilliant, noble and terrifying, the USA is seen around the world as both a joke and a dream, a promise and a threat. The three texts in this unit attempt to explain different aspects of this controversial culture. Text A takes a light-hearted approach to some of the strange details of life in the USA, while texts B and C discuss some puzzling features of the American national character.
Text A. The ABCs of the USA. America Seen with European Eyes by Michael Dobbs. America can be a strange experience for a foreigner. My wife and I arrived in the United States in January after 7 years overseas, 4 in France, 3 in Poland. From the jumble of first impressions, we compiled an A to Z explanation of why America can be such a foreign country to those who arrive here from Europe. I should explain at the outset that I am from Britain, but my Florida-born wife, Lisa, is as American as apple pie. In our list, however, A doesn't stand for apple pie. It stands for ambition. In the old world, people are taught to hide it. Here, it's quite proper to announce that you're after the boss's job or want to make $1 million by the age of 30. Breakfast. The American habit of conducting business at breakfast has reached Europe, but I doubt it will ever really catch on. In France and Britain, breakfast is a family affair. Here, it's become part of the power game. Credit cards. You really can't leave home without them. It's interesting and somewhat frustrating to discover that bad credit is better than no credit at all. I was refused a Visa card on the grounds that I didn't have a credit profile. Dreams. The American dream is still very much alive. Dreaming great dreams is what keeps American society going, from the waitress who wants to become a car dealer to the street kid who wants to become a basketball star. Europeans dream dreams too, but don't seem to believe in them so much. Exercise. A couple of years ago, I came to Washington with some French journalists. As our bus passed a health club on the way to the hotel, the French visitors cheered at the sight of body-conscious Americans bending, stretching, and leaping around. America's obsession with physical fitness really amuses and puzzles Europeans. First names. In Europe, people progress in a natural and orderly way from the use of last names to the use of first names. Here, it's first names at first sight. This can cause confusion for Europeans. With everyone on a first name basis, how can you tell your acquaintances from your friends? Gadgets. These can be addictive. It's difficult to imagine now how we survive for so long without automatic ice machines and microwave ovens. Hardware stores. If I were in charge of arranging the programs of visiting delegations from less developed countries, I'd include a compulsory visit to a hardware store. These temples of American capitalism reveal a whole range of American values, from the do-it-yourself pioneer spirit through a love of comfort that absolutely astonishes most foreigners. Insurance. Americans have policies to cover every possible risk, no matter how remote. So far, we've refused supplementary insurance for our car radio, death insurance for our mortgage, and accident insurance for our cat. It gives us a feeling of living dangerously. Junk food. Anyone who wants to understand why Americans suffer from higher rates of cancer and heart disease only has to look at what they eat. Ketchup. I had come to America to discover that it can be eaten with anything, from French fries to French cheese. Lines. American lines, beginning with the yellow line at immigration control, are the most orderly in the world. The British queue, once internationally renowned, has begun to decay in recent years. The French queue was never very impressive, and the Italian line is simply a mob. Money. In Europe, everybody likes money, but no one shows it off. Unless it's been in the family for several generations, there's often an assumption that it was acquired dishonestly. In America, no one cares how you got it. No smoking. No longer just a polite request in America, the phrase has become the law. Nobody would dare ask a Frenchman to put out his galop in a restaurant. Oliver North. What other major Western democracy lets army officers take over foreign policy? A hero for some, a traitor for others, Ollie, see first names, is an example of an American recklessness that awes and alarms Europeans. Patriots. They exist everywhere, of course, but the American version is louder and more self-conscious than the European. In Britain, it's taken for granted that politicians love their country. Here, they're expected to prove it. Quiet. American cities are quieter than European cities, thanks to noise controls on automobiles and to recent environmental legislation. This was a major surprise for someone brought up to assume that America was a noisy place. Religion. The idea of putting preachers on TV is alarming to Europeans. It's even more alarming to see them in action. Sales. Ever since arriving in Washington, we've been hurrying to take advantage of this week's unrepeatable offer, only to discover that it's usually repeated next week. We're just catching on that there's always an excuse for a sale. Television. That grown-ups can watch game shows and sitcoms at 11 a.m. amazes me, but the national habit, day or night, is contagious. I recently found myself nodding in agreement with a professor who was saying that American kids watch too much television. Then I realized that I was watching him say this on television. Ulcers. See work. Visas. Americans don't need visas to visit Britain, or most European countries for that matter. To enter the United States, I had to sign a document promising that I would not overthrow the government by force and had no criminal record. One wonders if many terrorists and criminals answer yes on these questionnaires. Work. People in less developed countries often imagine that they can become rich simply by emigrating to America. But America became a wealthy society through work. Work and more work. It's still true. X-rated movies. We have them in Europe too, but not on motel room TVs. Yuppies. The European counterpart remains a pale shadow of the all-American original. The animal seems more ambitious and more common on this side of the Atlantic. Zillion. What other nation would invent a number that's infinitely more than a billion? America may not always be the best, but it certainly thinks big.
New words. Jumble.
Compile.
Outset.
Ambition.
Profile.
Dealer.
Journalist.
Journal.
Leap.
Obsession.
Physical fitness.
Amuse.
Amusing.
Orderly.
Confusion.
Confuse.
Acquaintance.
Gadget.
Addictive.
Microwave.
Oven.
Microwave oven.
Delegation.
Delegate.
Capitalism.
Do it yourself.
Text B, American Values and Assumptions, by Gary Althon. People who grow up in a particular culture share certain values and assumptions. That doesn't mean they all share exactly the same values to exactly the same extent. It does mean that most of them, most of the time, mostly agree with each other's ideas about what is right and wrong, desirable and undesirable, and so on. They also agree, mostly, with each other's assumptions about human nature, social relationships, and so on. One of the most important things to understand about Americans is how devoted they are to individualism. They have been trained since very early in their lives to consider themselves as separate individuals who are responsible for their own situations in life and their own destinies. They have not been trained to see themselves as members of a close-knit, tightly interdependent family, religious group, tribe, or nation. You can see this in the way Americans treat their children. Even very young children are given opportunities to make their own choices and express their opinions. A parent will ask a one-year-old child what color balloon she wants, which dessert she prefers, or where she wants to sit. The child's preference will normally be accommodated. Through this process, Americans come to see themselves as separate human beings who have their own opinions and who are responsible for their own decisions. Indeed, American child-rearing manuals state that the parent's objective is for the child to move out of the parent's house and make his or her own way in life. Americans take this advice very seriously, so much so that someone who remains dependent on their parents longer than the norm may be thought to be immature, tied to the mother's apron strings, or otherwise unable to lead a normal independent life. Americans are trained to conceive of themselves as separate individuals, and they assume everyone else in the world is too. When they encounter a person from abroad who seems to them excessively concerned with the opinions of parents, with following traditions, or with fulfilling obligations to others, they assume that the person feels trapped or is weak and too dependent. Americans, then, consider the ideal person to be an individualistic, self-reliant, independent person. They assume, incorrectly, that people from elsewhere share this value and this self-concept. In the degree to which they glorify the individual who stands alone and makes his or her own decisions, Americans are quite distinctive. The American version of the ideal individual prefers an atmosphere of freedom where neither the government nor any other external force or agency dictates what the individual does. For Americans, the idea of individual freedom is strongly positive. By contrast, people from many other cultures regard some of the behavior Americans justify as individual freedom to be self-centered and lacking in consideration for others. Foreigners who understand the degree to which Americans are imbued with the notion that the free, self-reliant individual is the ideal kind of human being, will be able to understand many aspects of American behavior and thinking that otherwise might not make sense, are very few of the many possible examples. Americans see as heroes those individuals who stand out from the crowd by doing something first, longest, most often, or otherwise best. Examples are aviators Charles Lindbergh and Amelia Earhart. Americans admire people who have overcome adverse circumstances, for example, poverty or a physical handicap, and succeeded in life. Black educator Booker T. Washington is one example. The blind and deaf author and lecturer Helen Keller is another. Many Americans do not display the degree of respect for their parents that people in more traditional or family-oriented societies commonly display. They have the conception that it was a sort of historical or biological accident that put them in the hands of particular parents, that the parents fulfilled their responsibilities to the children while the children were young, and now that the children have reached the age of independence, the close child-parent tie is loosened, if not broken. It isn't unusual for Americans who are beyond the age of about 22 and who are still living with their parents to pay their parents for room and board. Elderly parents living with their grown children may do likewise. Paying for room and board is a way of showing independence, self-reliance, and responsibility for oneself. Certain phrases one commonly hears among Americans which capture their devotion to individualism include, "Do your own thing," "I did it my way," "You'll have to decide that for yourself," "You made your bed, now lie in it," "God helps those who help themselves," "Look out for number one." Closely associated with the value they place on individualism is the importance Americans assign to privacy. Americans assume that people need some time to themselves or some time alone to think about things or recover their spent psychological energy. Americans have great difficulty understanding someone who always wants to be with another person, who dislikes being alone. If the parents can afford it, each child will have his or her own bedroom. Having one's own bedroom, even as an infant, imbues people with the notion that they're entitled to a place of their own, where they can be by themselves and, notice, keep their possessions. They have their own clothes, toys, books, and so on. These things are theirs and no one else's. Americans assume that people have their private thoughts that might never be shared with anyone. Doctors, lawyers, psychiatrists, and others have rules governing confidentiality that are intended to prevent information about their clients' personal situations from becoming known to others. Americans' attitudes about privacy can be difficult for foreigners to understand. Americans' houses, yards, and even their offices can seem open and inviting. Yet, in the Americans' minds, there are boundaries that other people are simply not supposed to cross. When the boundaries are crossed, Americans will visibly stiffen and their manner will become cool.
New words. Desirable.
Destiny.
Close-knit.
Mit.
Interdependent.
Tribe.
Accommodate.
Accommodation.
Child rearing.
Rear.
Manual.
Objective.
Norm.
Apron.
Excessively.
Excessive.
Excess.
Individualistic.
Self-reliant.
External.
Aviator.
Aviation.
Adverse.
Handicap.
Display.
Family-oriented.
Orient.
Conception.
Independence.
Loosen.
Self-reliance.
Reliance.
Devotion.
Privacy.
Dislike.
Intend.
Stiffen.
Stiff.